Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
All is quiet out there for us right now. Just some cloud cover hanging around, but we're tracking our next storm system that could affect travel. We'll talk about when it arrives coming up.
And the morning rush is over at RDU as we are headed into the busiest holiday travel weekend of the year. Just ahead, more on what you need to know if you're headed out to the airport today.
And we're tracking crashes, some of them deadly, as millions of drivers prepare to travel to holiday destinations. The latest from the roads in our area this morning. A lot to tell you about on this Friday as we get you ready on what's going to be one of the busiest travel days for the holiday stretch. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we're going to get you caught up on all of that. But first, we have to check in with meteorologist Anthony Baglione. Beautiful sky over Wake Forest, but it's cold out there, Anthony.
Definitely chilly. Yeah, we have some clouds kind of hanging around that's going to keep those temperatures from going any colder than what they are right now. Good morning to all of you, though. Happy holidays. Hopefully you're enjoying here a calm start to your Friday. We have no travel problems if you are headed out and about today. We take a live look right now in Wake Forest. You can see some of that cloud cover there in the distance. Otherwise, it is going to be a nice dry stretch of weather for us the next couple of days. Across the country, here's kind of a planner, if you will, as far as travel impacts are concerned. We are all in the green, looking good to go if you're traveling out of our part of the country. There are some impacts, though, back toward Los Angeles, but I think for the most part, that's going to remain relatively minimal with a system in Southern California right now. Where that system is at, though, that's kind of key and where we're going to end up into late on Christmas Day into Tuesday. That is going to be our next system coming through. Sunday morning, we're still nice and dry. Christmas Eve looking great. It will be in the 60s, though, for us here this week. We get into Tuesday night, and then clearing out by Wednesday morning. That's going to be our next system. It does look, though, like Wednesday would be the better travel day if you have some flexibility next week, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, Anthony. Just getting reports of a crash in Apex in the past few minutes at 64 westbound, right around the 540 interchange. This reportedly is a crash with injuries. I'm not seeing any big delays showing up out there. We're going to get some more details for you on that crash. I'll have an update coming up in just a few minutes. They also still have some activity in Cary with that earlier crash on 40 eastbound right around Carytown Boulevard. Still getting this crash cleared from East Raleigh at New Hope Road at Old Pool Road. Traffic's flowing a lot more freely according to sensors, so I think that should be mostly cleared by this point. And a couple of hit and run investigations on the north side of Raleigh. One at Trawick Road near Capitol Boulevard and another on Six Forks Road just north of the Beltline there in the North Hills area. Look out for some police activity in those sections of Raleigh. If you do see flashing lights, remember to move over at least one lane if you can to give them some room to work safely. Taking a look at our major routes around the triangle, sensors indicate very light volume in Wake County. In Durham right now, no trouble on 885. Both directions looking fine between I-40 and the 147 split.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Well, some of the busiest travel days of the year are here. It's going to be so busy on the roads and at the airports, including at RDU, where you're looking live. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is at the airport right now. Kelsey, it was really crowded this morning. It looks like things are starting to get better behind you.
Michelle, things are starting to die down a little bit here at the TSA, but check out this video from earlier this morning around 5:30 when the TSA line was packed. RDU estimates there will be 22% more holiday travelers this year compared to last, and they're expecting 54,000 people on Christmas Eve alone. Today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. So we say this every year, but you really should get here early, and before you head out, RDU recommends that you check their website so you can get all of the information about their parking lots. So far, only one parking lot is full, but there's another parking lot that's at about 80% capacity. So be sure to check that out if you're headed to the airport today. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
And if you're planning on driving to your destination, AAA says tomorrow will be the busiest day on the roads. Tomorrow you'll want to hit the road before 10 a.m. if you can to avoid the bulk of the traffic. The worst times to be on the road are between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. AAA is forecasting that 115 million people will go 50 miles or more from home between tomorrow and New Year's Day.
Average gas prices hovering around $3 a gallon for those who are planning to drive to their destination. An update from AAA around 3 this morning shows the average in North Carolina today, $2.97 a gallon. That's 9 cents less than a month ago. Nationally, it's $3.13 a gallon today,
$0.15 less than a month ago. Gas prices fell to a yearly low this week, but they're starting to inch up. You can expect mild fluctuations during the holiday season. To find the lowest gas prices near you, search Fuel Tracker on WREL.com. And to help reduce the traffic backups, the DOT is suspending most construction work on major highways. Work along most interstates, U.S. highways, and key state routes in North Carolina has stopped as of this morning. It'll start back up January 2nd. Exceptions include bridges being replaced, long-term lane construction, and highway work that does not affect travel. Breaking news this morning on I-95, where a person is dead after a crash. It happened around 3 this morning near the alternate U.S. 264 exit. Brett Nace was there in the WREL Breaking News Tracker as crews cleared the scene.
This is the scene here behind me as crews work to reopen the left-hand lane just after 5:30 a.m. after this fatal crash. Take a look. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker of the scene. Troopers tell me that white van somehow lost control, swerved off the side of the road, and slammed into a tree. It then burst into flames. Sadly, the driver died here at the scene. You can see all this damage to the van. Parts of it are unrecognizable. Witnesses tell troopers nothing really forced that van off the side of the road, and now they're trying to figure out that part of this investigation. As soon as I get an update, I'll pass it along. In Wilson, Brett Nace, WREL News.
A man charged in a Raleigh murder in August is expected to be in court today. Police announced late last night that they arrested 20-year-old Justin Stewart. The victim has been identified as 30-year-old Michael Gill. He's charged with murder and shooting that happened on Shades Place off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard on the afternoon of August 20th. Investigators say they believe the shooting stemmed from a fight. It happened right across from a park where children play. Stewart's court hearing is set for 1:30 this afternoon.
A person is dead after a shooting near Hope Mills. Cumberland County deputies responded to a call on Miranda Drive off Elk Road just before 9 last night. They found a person with gunshot wounds, and that person died at the scene. Their name is not being released at this time. The sheriff's office says there does not appear to be a threat to the public.
A Way County Elementary School employee is suspended without pay after being accused of hitting and dragging a student who has a disability. Tiffany Ebron is an instructional assistant at East Garner Elementary School. She's accused of assaulting a 9-year-old boy there, including lifting him up by his feet and letting his head hit the floor. According to court documents, the boy complained of head pain and carpet burn on his stomach and arm. Garner police are investigating. Ebron is due back in court January 11th.
A woman in Mooresville is facing charges after her 10-year-old son starved to death. Officers found the child's body Wednesday night inside this home on Craig Mead Drive. They tried to do CPR, but they were not successful. Police say there was little to no food inside the family's home. Neighbors told WREL they never saw the child come outside. The boy's mother, 33-year-old Priyanka Tiwari, now charged with murder and child abuse. She was given no bond and is due back in court next month. Several lanes of I-40 West near Harrison Avenue were shut down during rush hour after a serious crash. This happened around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Two of the westbound lanes were closed for 3 hours, and this is video from Sky 5. Highway Patrol says the driver of that silver Infiniti slammed into another car, causing a collision with an 18-wheeler. The Infiniti then went off the road and landed in the woods, hitting several trees.
Deputies in Wake County want you to know what to do if you're involved in a road rage situation. This all comes as they're looking for a person who shot into a car with two people inside on Lewisburg Road Wednesday night. The sheriff's office says this brings the number of road rage investigations in the county this year up to 29. Major Chris Creech says a moment of anger is not worth a lifetime of regret. He says the only appropriate response of being confronted, but to being confronted by someone experiencing road rage, is no response at all.
Just disengage from it. Distance yourself from it. Any opportunity you have, if you can exit off safely to get away from it, especially if they're in front of you, let them go on. Don't engage them. Stay away from them. Dial 911.
The punishment for firing shots at a car can be anything from a serious misdemeanor to a murder charge, depending on what happens after the trigger is pulled.
If you rely on Go Raleigh for transportation, here's what you need to know about the schedule over the holidays. On December 24th, Christmas Eve, service will end after trips during the 7 p.m. hour. There is no service on Christmas Day, December 25th.
And today, the Durham Rescue Mission will serve a Christmas dinner to thousands of people in need. Each year, the mission provides a hot ham and turkey meal in celebration of the season. This is video from a previous year's celebrations. Children who all attend will also get new toys. Adults can pick out new clothing and much more. The meal will be served from 11 to 2 today.
A critical vote is expected today from the UN Security Council to deliver much-needed aid to Gaza. Still ahead, the delays and changes to secure the United States vote.
And this morning, runners in Raleigh will set off on a 100-mile mission. Their motivation to run for 24 hours, helping recovering addicts in our community.
As we head out there this morning, travel is looking great. We have no issues today and really over the next couple of days. Where we start to run into issues, though, is right around the Christmas time frame. We're going to talk about this next storm system, though. We'll walk through hour by hour when you should plan that travel, potentially coming home or still celebrating, right after this break.
Welcome back, 8:14 on your Friday, the Friday before Christmas. This is a live look over Clinton. Beautiful there, but it is chilly. You'll want to bundle up if you're heading out today. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione, we are expecting a warm-up, quite the warm-up for Christmas Day.
Yeah, we are. It's going to feel still like Christmas this morning, kind of the holiday feel, if you will. But this is where we head the next couple of days. We are certainly going to be well above where we should be for this time of year. We're talking temperatures starting on Christmas Eve in the 60s. That lasts into Christmas Day, into Tuesday, probably into Wednesday as well. And it's going to be pretty calm other than some rainfall coming in, which we're going to talk about here shortly. We do, though, have the latest outlook. This is from the Climate Prediction Center. This basically goes through the end of this year. Hard to believe, first of all, that we're getting into 2024. But this looks like we're going to see above normal temperatures continuing here through the remainder of this year. Again, our normal is 54, so we'd be likely above that. Let's time out our next system, though. So we are dry the next couple of days. If you are traveling, you should be okay. There may be a little bit of an impact there up toward Ohio and, let's say, West Virginia, Tennessee, with some light shower activity, but that's not going to amount to much. We pause this here on Christmas Eve morning, 8 a.m. Sunday. We are still quiet. This will be our next system, though, in the form of a cold front. It's going to cross here as we get into the day on Tuesday is the best chance of some rainfall, but it starts to approach there 7 a.m. Christmas morning. The majority of the day on Christmas will be dry, but that rainfall really starts to get closer, and then we get to about early Tuesday morning. That's when it still works through. Tuesday, we're looking at off and on shower activity, maybe a thunderstorm or two, but not severe weather as of now. Wednesday looks like the best travel day, the better day out of the two, if you can steer your plans toward then. Even if you are traveling, though, on Tuesday, I don't think it will be a major impact event. It just may slow down traffic a little bit with the rain coming down. Otherwise, we head out there this morning, a live look, Wake Forest. We have the cloud cover with us. It's keeping temperatures still chilly. We're at 39, struggling to get to 40 right now in Raleigh and Durham. 32 the freezing mark there in Clinton, 31 in Goldsboro. Everyone is likely to warm up into the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. It's just going to take us some time. If you want to head maybe out to the beach, let's say tomorrow, 65 to celebrate here on our Saturday, 60 degrees on at Wrightsville there, 54 in Ag's Head. Should be a really good forecast here tomorrow into Christmas Eve. We're at 58 here back here at home, 63 on Sunday, 65 Monday. Then we see the rainfall and temperatures getting back into the upper 50s there, Brian, by Thursday.
Anthony, it is 8:17 right now, and we're taking a look at that live camera at 64 at NC 540 in Apex. Not seeing any sign of that crash on this camera, but I just checked with our partners at Waze, and they do have a ground report of seeing some activity out there with a crash on 64 at 540. Again, traffic volume is so light right now that we're not picking up any delays on the sensors in that area, but look out for a response to what appears to be a serious crash out on 64 at 540. We had early indications it was on the westbound side. Now it looks like it might be on eastbound 64. So heading away from 540 back toward Apex. Just want to look out for that major crash, apparently. Still have that crash reported on the east side of Raleigh at New Hope Road at Old Pool Road, although I think it's largely cleared by now. Also a crash investigation that is a hit-and-run investigation out at Trawick Road near Capitol Boulevard, and reports of a crash on 440 eastbound at Wake Forest Road. It looks like it might be at the bottom of the ramp there. If you're heading out to the airport here for the next little while, we're looking all right. No trouble on I-40 leaving Raleigh on the westbound side and out of Durham 40 eastbound. Smooth ride right now from 15501 all the way out to Aviation Parkway.
Thanks, Brian. Today, the U.S. is expected to vote on a United Nations Security Council resolution on Gaza. This comes after several delays. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield announced last night that a deal had been reached that the U.S. can support. Now, if the U.S. vetoes the resolution, it will not pass. The vote comes as health officials in Gaza say more than 20,000 Palestinians have been killed since the war started, as we take a live look at Gaza. That makes up nearly 1% of the territory's pre-war population. Gaza's health ministry previously said that roughly two-thirds of the dead were women or minors. Since fighting began, the ministry says more than 80% of people in Gaza are displaced.
The U.S. Air Force plans to bring an airfield that launched the atomic bomb attacks on Japan back into commission. Air Force officials say the move aims to broaden basing options in the event of any hostilities with China. The base was abandoned back in 1946. Since then, a jungle has reclaimed it, so there is extensive work to be done.
A woman from Georgia who is accused of plotting to kill her estranged husband will be allowed to return to the U.S. from the Bahamas. Lindsay Shiver's attorney says she's been cleared by a judge to come home so she can see her kids. Shiver is accused of unsuccessfully conspiring with two Bahamas natives to kill her husband, Robert Shiver, in July. Investigators say the murder-for-hire plot was made months after the couple filed for divorce. Shiver will be allowed to stay in the U.S. until her trial in early March.
A person who was reported missing is back home safe this morning after Alamance County deputies found them using drones. Earlier this month, deputies were called to a rural part of the county for a missing adult after a relative went to their home and couldn't find them. They told authorities they often walked in the area. Deputies started a search and flew these drones over the area equipped with thermal imaging. Just after 3 on Thursday afternoon, they saw a person lying in tall grass. That person was taken to the hospital and has since returned home.
Today, runners in Raleigh will start a 100-mile journey to raise thousands of dollars for addiction recovery. Ultramarathoner John Fry organizes a run each year at Historic Oakwood Cemetery. It raises money and awareness for Healing Transitions. That's a recovery program based in Raleigh. Fry completed the program in 2016. His run has raised more than $500,000 for the program over the years. It gets started at 9 this morning and continues until 9 tomorrow morning.
A Harnett County bus driver who saved dozens of students from a burning bus was honored for her bravery during an appearance on the Drew Barrymore Show yesterday. We first brought you the story last month. Monica Tyson Crawford jumped into action and helped 38 children get off her bus near moments before it burst into flames. On Thursday, she appeared on the Drew Barrymore Show and was presented with a $10,000 check from Five Below.
Just to show their appreciation for everything you do and everything that you are. And
Five Below didn't stop there. The company is sending gifts to all of the families who were involved in the bus fire, as well as donating supplies to Ben Haven Elementary School.
So deserving of that national recognition. Yeah. Well, this Christmas, the city of Raleigh is encouraging everyone to reduce holiday waste and ensure proper recycling. The U.S. generates 25% more waste than usual around the holidays, much of it from gift wrapping. Raleigh city officials want you to choose wrapping that can be recycled. So try the scrunch test. If you can crumple wrapping paper into a ball and it stays together, that can go in your recycling bin. If it doesn't hold, it goes in the trash.
It's a problem nobody wants to face just before the holidays. Package thefts are a growing concern for so many. A recent survey found 26% of online shoppers have been the victim of lost or stolen packages. Some options to help you avoid any trouble: consider having deliveries taken to a pickup location near you. It's also recommended to pay for the shipping protection and check with your banking company to see if losses are covered.
Santa and his reindeer are preparing to take off from the North Pole in just 2 days to deliver presents all around the world. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, better known as NORAD, is gearing up to track his every move.
It takes more than 1,000 volunteers to make it happen. From 4 a.m. until midnight, military and civilian volunteers packed together in this warehouse in Colorado Springs. They answer phones, calls from children around the world who are wondering, where is Santa? The tradition of tracking Santa started back in 1955 after a child dialed an unlisted NORAD phone number and a colonel picked up and a new tradition was born. Now, in years past, NORAD has taken more than 250,000 calls in a 20-hour period. NORAD says it can't predict an exact time Santa will come down the next chimney, but as we know, he only arrives when children are asleep.
Coming up with Eyes on the 2024 election, we're hearing newly released audio from former President Donald Trump, the evidence he pushed election officials in Michigan to not certify the results.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. Let's get you ready on this Friday before Christmas. We started off chilly, but we're slowly rising there, Anthony.
We're attempting to, yeah. We're still pretty cold right now, but it is a couple degrees warmer than this time yesterday. So we'll take it. It's a little bit of progress for us out there. Nearly 40 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. We're at 39 currently, 31 in Goldsboro. Low to basically mid-30s for everyone is where we sit right now. Temperatures over the past 24 hours, though, were about 10 degrees warmer in Raleigh, Durham, 6 there in South Hill, 3 in Goldsboro. It still feels cold, though, so I think that's relatively negligible at this point. It just goes to show, though, we are starting to warm up as we head into the weekend. 65 there, Ryan, as we get into Christmas Day early next week.
Anthony, here at 8:27, we are watching a crash in Apex. It's on 64 eastbound, right around the 540 interchange. You can see some of the activity up there at the top of the screen under that bridge. It's just beyond the 540 bridge. It looks like most of it is confined to the median, so if you're headed eastbound on 64, away from the western side of Wake County back toward the central part of Apex. Just look out for that police activity as they work to get that cleared. A couple other minor incidents that we're watching around Wake County. Not seeing any big delays with those. Overall, our major routes are in really good shape around the triangle.
Brian, thanks. You're looking live now at RDU on what is one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. We are monitoring the crowds as thousands travel to their Christmas destinations. The TSA expects to screen more than 2.5 million passengers at airports across the country today. So far, no delays or cancellations at RDU. A person has died after a crash on I-95 near Wilson. This happened about 3 a.m. near the alternate U.S. 264 exit. We're working to learn more about the victim involved, and Highway Patrol is investigating. More news on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Cold out there for us this morning, but warmer temperatures on the way for Christmas. We're going to break down that forecast plus a look at our next weather maker coming up.
And a car catches fire after a deadly crash on I-90. The latest on the investigation this morning.
And it's going to be a busy day on the roads and in the skies as millions of people head to their holiday destinations. We just heard at RDU there is only one delay right now, no cancellations, which is great considering how many people are flying today.
Yeah, that's great. We loved being able to tell you that there are no cancellations so far. Let's hope that keeps going.
Yes. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. If you are traveling today, whether, you know, by plane or by car, the weather should not be a factor. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, calm and dry.
Calm and dry, thankfully. Even if you're out in a boat or something, it's going to be nice and calm for us across the region. We're at 54 is our normal high for this time of year. 56 is where we're going this afternoon. We continue to watch temperatures warm up, though, into Christmas Eve and Christmas. Really no travel problems the next couple of days. We're lucking out as far as that's concerned. We go into Tuesday, though. That's when I think we may see some potential delays, and we'll talk about that here shortly. Upper 30s is where we sit across the triangle. 32, we've hit the freezing mark. Good morning to in Clinton. 30 in Roxboro. So it is definitely chilly to start right now. We talk about travel potential issues across the country. We thankfully are seeing a whole lot of green here for really a large chunk of us out there, but especially our part of the country. There's definitely a system back toward Los Angeles. Angeles that could bring some high impact conditions. That will be the one that brings rainfall in our direction into late Christmas night into Tuesday as well. We start Futurecast off here and go through early Christmas Eve morning. There's 8 o'clock or so. The rainfall is still back to our west at that point. We get into Monday morning, 7 a.m. And then as we head later on into the evening, we'll watch that batch of rain cross. Should be out of here by the time we get into Wednesday, but we will go over this here more in detail, show you when to travel, potentially as far as the weather is concerned, coming up here in a few minutes, guys.
Anthony, thanks. Some of the busiest travel days of the year are here. No surprise, it's going to be busy on the roads and out at the airport at RDU, where you're looking live right now. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is inside the airport. Kelsey, where you've seen when it gets really crowded. How is it looking right now?
Renee, that morning rush has subsided now, and really at this point, all we're seeing is a lot of sweet reunions. Family members are coming in, and they're arriving here at the airport. So we've seen a lot of beautiful greetings and embraces. But check out this video from earlier this morning around 5:30. The TSA line was really long. RDU estimates that there will be 22% more holiday travelers this year compared to last. They're expecting 54,000 people to come here on Christmas Eve alone. Today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. We say this every year, but you really should get here early. And RDU is recommending that if you're coming here today or throughout the weekend, that you check their website for parking availability. Economy Lot 3 is already full, but it looks like the Central Lot, they still have about 70% capacity there, so you should be able to get in there. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live at RDU.
So if you're going to be driving to your destination, AAA says tomorrow will be the busiest day on the roads. Tomorrow, you'll want to hit the road before 10 a.m. if you can, if you want to avoid the bulk of the traffic. The worst time to be on the road will be between 11 and 7. AAA is forecasting that 150 million people will go 50 miles or more from home between tomorrow and New Year's Day.
Average gas prices hovering around $3 a gallon for those planning to get on the roads. An update from AAA around 3 o'clock this morning shows the average in North Carolina today sits at $2.97. That is 9 cents less than a month ago. Nationally, it's $3.13 a gallon, 15 cents less than a month ago. Gas prices fell to a yearly low this week, but they are starting to inch up. You can expect mild fluctuations during the holiday season. To find the lowest gas prices near you, you can search Fuel Tracker on WREL.com. Train stations and bus stations will also be busy this weekend. AAA says more than 4 million people will travel by train, bus, or another mode of transportation like a cruise during the holidays. Travel experts advise buying tickets ahead of time and mapping out your route so you don't miss any transfers.
And to help reduce the traffic backups on the roads, the DOT is suspending most construction work on major highways. Work along most interstates, U.S. highways, and key state routes in North Carolina has stopped as of this morning. It will start back up again on January 2nd. Exceptions include bridges being replaced, long-term lane construction, and highway work that does not affect travel.
And we're following some breaking news this morning on I-95, where a person is dead after a crash. The crash happened at about 3 this morning near the alternate U.S. 264 exit. Brett Neese was there in the WRL breaking news tracker as crews cleared the scene.
This is the scene here behind me as crews work to reopen the left-hand lane just after 5:30 a.m. after this fatal crash. Take a look. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker of the scene. Troopers tell me that white van somehow lost control, swerved off the side of the road, and slammed into a tree. It then burst into flames. Sadly, the driver died here at the scene. You can see all this damage to the van. Parts of it are unrecognizable. Witnesses tell troopers nothing really forced that van off the side of the road, and now they're trying to figure out that part of this investigation. As soon as I get an update, I'll pass it along. In Wilson, Brett Neese, WRL News.
A man charged in a Raleigh murder in August is expected to be in court today. Police announced late last night that they arrested 20-year-old Justin Stewart. He is charged with murder and a shooting that happened on Shades Place off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard on the afternoon of August 20th. The victim has been identified as 30-year-old Michael Gill. Investigators say they believe the shooting stemmed from a fight. It happened right across the street from a park where children play. Stewart's court hearing is set for 1:30 this afternoon.
A person is dead after shooting near Hope Mills. Cumberland County deputies responded to a call on Miranda Drive off Elk Road just before 9 last night. They found a person suffering from gunshot wounds, and that person died at the scene. Their name has not been released. The sheriff's office says there does not appear to be a threat to the public.
A woman in Mooresville is facing charges after her 10-year-old child starved to death. Officers found the child's body Wednesday night inside a home on Craigmead Drive. They tried CPR, but it was not successful. Police say there was little to no food inside the family's home. Neighbors told us they never saw the child come outside. The boy's mother, 33-year-old Priyanka Tiwari, now charged with murder and child abuse.
You know, you have other family members who not only have lost, you know, a child in their family, but they've also maybe lost a daughter that's been arrested.
Tiwari was given no bond. She is back in court next month.
We're expecting an update today from authorities in Prague after a mass shooting there killed at least 14 people and wounded 25 others. A student opened fire inside a building at Charles University yesterday. He was killed by police. Students locked themselves in classrooms. Others hid on the ledge of a building to escape the shooter. Authorities say they are working on a theory that the shooter is connected to a double murder near Prague last week. Tomorrow, the Czech Republic will observe a day of mourning for the victims. Flags will be flown at half staff, and a minute of silence will be held nationwide. Ken Smith is in the WRL Live Center with new video from this incident.
And Vinny, just this morning, police in Prague releasing body camera video as officers responded to that scene. Let's get right to this brand new video just into our newsroom this morning. You can see these heavily armed patrol officers and police officers going into that building because at this point they don't have any idea what that suspect is. They just know that they've seen him on the balcony, and you can see officers inside the building going up the stairs. And again, these are heavily armed police officers trying to keep everyone safe, but also find the suspect. At one point, they're seen ramming down the door, not sure if they knew that the suspect was inside that particular room. But this is all body camera video from the police response there in Prague. Of course, 14 people died. And this is a story that we'll continue to follow throughout the day and bring you any updates on air and online.
All right, Ken, thank you. Fayetteville police have identified a woman killed in a shooting earlier this week. This here is video from the scene on Rose Hill Road. Investigators say someone shot two people after a fight Wednesday night. 24-year-old Deja Keys died. Another woman had to go to the hospital and has been released. Police are still looking for the person responsible. And as we head into a new year, get ready for some changes on I-40 between Raleigh and Johnston County. Crews are entering the final stages of a major widening project on the highway. They're focusing on upgrading the NC-42 interchange with a diverging diamond design. They're also building a brand new interchange at Cleveland Road. It should save drivers time when it's done, but the DOT acknowledges it's been a tough time for drivers in the work zone.
Everything we do impacts what, not just the commuter traffic or the beach traffic, but just all the businesses up top. So we have so many traffic shifts to deal with maintaining our existing two lanes. It just takes a lot of planning.
You can expect traffic shifts around Cleveland Road and NC-42 as we head into the spring. The DOT is hoping to finish everything by this summer.
If you need to run out to the store over the holiday, you'll need to know which ones are open. If you forgot to get a gift for someone, Christmas Eve will be the last day to be able to buy one. Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh is closing its doors at 6 Sunday night. And stores like Target, Walmart, and Dollar General are closing earlier on Christmas Eve as well. On Christmas Day, most gas stations like Circle K and Sheetz, as well as CVS and Walgreens, will be open. As for grocery stores, you'll want to grab what you need there by Sunday. All of them are closed on Christmas, and most are closing early Christmas Eve. For a list of what will be open, including some local markets and shops, you can head to WRL.com and find the story under the Smart Shopper tab.
And there's another chance for you to become a millionaire in time for Christmas. The Powerball jackpot now sits at $620 million. That's a cash value of more than $310 million. You can catch the next Powerball drawing tomorrow night on WRL before our 11 o'clock newscast.
Action star Vin Diesel is in the spotlight, but not for his latest movie release. The actor is being sued for sexual battery. Coming up, the accusations made by his former assistant.
And the FDA is tracking thousands of counterfeit doses of a popular weight loss drug. Why they say you'll want to avoid taking the fake medication.
And you're looking live at Chapel Hill. Seasonal today, and it's going to be warmer for Christmas as temperatures continue to climb. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will have your holiday forecast when we come back. Welcome back. It is 8:45 as we take a live look at Apex. We had a pretty sunrise this morning, but now the clouds are really starting to fill in, and we'll see the clouds for much of the day. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WREO Severe Weather Center also have some clouds over in western North Carolina, too, but they got snow.
Yeah, it looks definitely like a Christmas shot here. I had to bring this for our festive feel. This is Beach Mountain Resort. Certainly a beautiful shot right there. You can see some of the clouds out there, people enjoying the ski slopes here this morning. They definitely are going to be having to pump out the snow this weekend, because everyone across the state is going to be pretty warm as far as, you know, temperatures in the 50s and 60s the next couple of days. We look at the current snow cover, though, across the United States. So there's a map kind of course, the higher elevations there in Denver. There's definitely some in the mountains here of North Carolina, eastern Ohio. But we plot here the cover that we should see, or at least the percentage of the United States that's covered in snow each and every single year going back to 2003. What that shows is here, notice in 2023, 14.3% of the entire United States is covered with snow. That is it. We are seeing a big time deficit as far as some of the years. We're at 63%. Very little snow cover relatively compared to what we could see for this time of year. If you're heading to the mountains, though, let's give you that forecast. 55 to 60 degrees is what we'll call it today. 55 being the cooler one, let's say a place like Boone, 60 right around Asheville. Should be dry weather. Overall, very pleasant forecast next couple of days. 50 to about 60 tomorrow, comfortably cool, no travel issues, sunshine. Really hard to argue with that forecast as we head into our Saturday. Where we start to see things changing up is as we head into, let's say, Monday, late into Tuesday as well. So beyond Christmas Eve or so, we see our storm system back to the west. There's early Sunday morning. We will be dry here this weekend and through the majority of Christmas Day, which is good. I do think, though, as we go later on Christmas Day, there's, as we head into Tuesday, there could be some scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms. Doesn't look like any severe potential at this point, but that will be our next weather maker. Could bring some travel issues on Tuesday, clearing out though by the time we get into Wednesday. It does not look like a major impact event at this point, but I just want to make you aware, it looks like if you can push those travel plans around to Wednesday, that would be the better day to travel, but otherwise you may just have some rainfall to deal with. We're at 58 on our Saturday, 63 on Sunday, 65 by the time we get into our Christmas Day on Monday, then slowly seeing temperatures get back down into the upper 50s there by Thursday. On the whole, guys, certainly looking, though, like a very warm forecast compared to where we should be for this time of the year as we head into this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Durham Mayor Leonardo Williams is responding after a woman says no one answered her 911 call earlier this week. We have reported extensively on staffing issues at the Emergency Communication Center and calls that haven't been picked up in the target time of less than 10 seconds. Mayor Williams believes the issues are serious and the city will have to get creative to fill the void.
They are aggressively recruiting. That's for one. Two, it takes, you know, a significant amount of training, and the workplace behavior has changed significantly. So while we're recruiting, we're also adjusting to post-COVID human behavior when it comes to workplace.
And the staffing issues have improved some since our past reporting. 40 of the 60 operational positions are filled, and 19 of the 20 administrative positions are filled, in all about 75%.
Donald Trump reportedly pushed Republican election officials in Michigan to not certify the 2020 results on a phone call. That's according to the Detroit News, which reviewed the newly revealed audio recordings. The call was recorded on November 17, 2020, by someone who was with election officials in Wayne County, which includes Detroit. The Detroit News reports on that call, Trump and Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told the canvassers they would get them attorneys. Joe Biden won Michigan by about 150,000 votes. A Trump campaign spokesperson says Trump's actions were part of his duty to ensure election integrity.
Christmas is almost here, and it's a perfect time to pack the family in the car to go see some holiday lights. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan has your guide in Out and About's Weekend Best Bets.
Enjoy holiday lights at the ballpark at Woolley Bull's Winter Wonderland in Durham. There will be winter markets, a sledding hill, and even more fun at Durham Bulls Athletic Park through December 31st. Tickets are on sale now. In Cary, the annual North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival is happening through January 14th at Booth Amphitheater. It features 40 larger-than-life LED displays to walk through. Tickets are still available. Lake Mira Christmas Lights in Wendell is a free donation-based light show set to music. You can walk around the displays and even bring chairs to sit and watch them. It's up through December 31st and admission is free. And if you're looking to ice skate this weekend, we have two outdoor rinks to check out. The rink at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. And in Cary, Fendon's Ice Skating Rink is also open. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
Actor Vin Diesel is being sued for sexual battery. A lawsuit was filed by his former assistant, Asta Johnson. She says in 2010, Diesel forced himself on her in a hotel suite in Atlanta. She's also suing Diesel's company, One Race Productions, and Diesel's sister. The suit claims that days before the incident with Diesel, the supervisor of one of the races propositioned her, and she says that Diesel's sister, who is also the president of the company, fired her hours after the hotel suite incident. In addition to sexual battery, the suit charges Diesel and other defendants with a hostile work environment, negligent supervision, and wrongful termination.
The FDA is warning about counterfeit versions of the drug Ozempic. The agency says it's found thousands of units of fake versions of the drug. Five people have gotten sick. So far, no cases have been serious. Investigators say the best way to avoid fakes is to get the drug through state-licensed pharmacies and with a valid prescription. Ozempic is used to treat type 2 diabetes. It's become widely popular among people using it for weight loss. Mark Wahlberg reaches new heights on Apple TV, and a first-time host will try his hand at this year's Golden Globes. Here's Rick Damigella with today's Hollywood Minute.
At least let me put my kid down.
Mark Wahlberg becomes a streaming force. The actor's latest film, The Family Plan, is already setting records. Deadline reports that the actioner has become the most viewed movie in Apple TV Plus history. The news comes just 1 week after the film's release.
Oh, I mean, it literally is a dream come true.
And the Golden Globe Awards get a new MC. Joe Coy has been announced as the host of the 81st annual Golden Globe Awards. This marks the comedian's first foray as a host for a major award show, and viewers will see how he does when the ceremony airs live on January 7th.
Is that fair?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because you're a poo-poo head.
A heartwarming movie gets a big-name producer. Oscar winner Peter Farrelly has become an executive producer on the independent film Daruma. The drama features two lead stars with disabilities in a narrative that doesn't center on disability as a plot point. Daruma will screen as part of the Slam Dance Film Festival in January. In Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
A classic townhouse from a holiday favorite is up for sale in New York City. Does this look familiar? It's a townhouse made famous in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, where Kevin McAllister plots his revenge against the would-be toy thieves. In the movie, the house is under renovation, but now it is live-in ready. The asking price, a whopping $6.7 million. And before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers.